I've said repeatedly that America doesn't torture, and I'm going to make sure that we don't torture.
Amongst liberals, libertarians, and even some conservatives, there's been considerable hope that Barack Obama would radically transform George Bush's policies regarding the war on terror. And on certain issues, the new administration has delivered a measured amount of change.
Promptly to close the detention facility at Guantanamo, consistent with the national security and foreign policy interests of the United States and the interests of justice, I hereby order.
But were Obama's executive orders banning torture and closing down the prison at Guantanamo Bay just a head fake? Were they designed to placate a certain segment of his base while actually continuing or even expanding many of Bush's terrorism policies?
There's ample evidence to support such a reading. For instance, in a move that stunned and disappointed many Democrats, Obama recently sided with the Bush administration's policy of not allowing detainees at the Bagram prison in Afghanistan constitutional protections. The recently appointed Director of National Intelligence, Admiral Dennis Blair, enraged Obama supporters when he refused, during his confirmation hearing, to call waterboarding torture. If this wasn't enough, CIA Director Leon Panetta has been connected to rendition cases during his time as Bill Clinton's White House Chief of Staff. And a Human Rights Watch spokesman recently told Eli Lake of the Washington Times the Clinton policy in practice meant torture.
What we know is that Leon Panetta, in his testimony for his nomination hearings, left not only open the prospect of rendition, but said that the CIA would continue the practice of rendition to countries for trial and for justice. And he indicated that there would be assurances that would be given to make sure that prisoners were treated humanely. But that falls somewhat short of the standard that the ACLU and other civil liberties groups want.
The rendition issue is really unclear.
We asked Director of the ACLU's D.C. Legislative Office, Caroline Fredrickson, for her take on the new administration's war on terror policies.
When high-level officials say that they're going to rely on the assurances of foreign governments, that's not comforting. That's not good enough, because that's clearly exactly what the Bush administration did.
In a case against a Boeing subsidiary that flew prisoners to be questioned abroad, the Obama Justice Department has fallen back on the very same state secrets policy used by the Bush administration, hoping to prevent the release of evidence related to extraordinary renditions.
The Obama administration, through its Justice Department, is saying that that case cannot move forward, the exact same position taken by the Bush administration, because even discussing these issues in court would make our national security weaker.
And while Guantanamo will be closed within the year, there is little indication of just what Obama plans to do with the 245 prisoners remaining in the facility. And what will become of those so-called black sites, those secret prisons the CIA uses for interrogation?
Well, there were a number of ambiguities in the executive orders that President Obama issued pretty much his second day in office. And one of those is dealing with the so-called black sites. He suggested that they would no longer be used as permanent sites, but can they be used for short-term detention, transition sites? That's still an open question, and he left that to a committee to evaluate. We think that's really troubling, because I don't know what a temporary detention facility is.
It could be anything from a yacht owned by a friend of the CIA to a safe house will remain open, which strongly suggests, as I've written and others have written, the policy of rendition will continue in some degree.
For those who supported President Obama in hopes of a significant deviation from Bush administration war on terror policy, these first few months have been a massive disappointment. While he might be a progressive Democrat on economic issues, he will not be a code pink or move on president when it comes to foreign policy.
Leon Panetta, Admiral Blair, Vice President Biden have acknowledged that there is a class of prisoners at Guantanamo, of the 243, that will neither be tried in a civilian court in America or sent to a foreign court or released from jail.
While there have been significant differences, such as the closing of Guantanamo and the outlawing of torture, there's much that's either a continuation of Bush policies, like increased drone strikes on Pakistan, or a slight modification of them, like rendition and rights for terror detainees. Sure, we're only a few months into this administration, and there's much that could happen in the next 4 years. But for now, it appears that on the economy, the Obama administration will be Bush on steroids. And on the war on terror, he's going to be Bush-lite. For Reason TV, I'm Michael Moynihan.